Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, hi, Julian. I don't have any reservation code.
Okay, did you get one of those offers in the mail from us, or?
Yes, actually, my friend got it, and I was able to get your information from there.
Okay, great. Are you looking for financing for your friend's business, or do you have your own business?
No, actually, I'm trying to get financing for my own business.
Oh, great. Okay. What is your name?
My name is Singh, S-A-N-G-H.
S-A-N-G-H?
G-H, yes.
G-H, what's your last name, Singh?
That's the last name.
Oh, last name. I'm sorry. What's your first name?
Yeah, the first name is G-U-R-P-R-E-E-T.
P-R-E-E-T. How do you pronounce that?
Gurpreet.
Gurpreet. Okay. Well, I'm Julian. It's a pleasure to meet you. Has your friend done business with us before?
I don't know.
Okay. No problem. What's the name of your business?
It's Golden Choice LLC. That's the corporation name.
Golden Choice LLC. Okay. And are you the 100% owner?
Yeah. Actually, it's my husband. The name I gave you, that's for my husband.
Oh, okay. He's 100% owner. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Are you involved with the business as well?
No. I mean, I just try to help him sometimes.
Okay, no problem. Let me just get some basic information from you, and then I can kind of answer any questions you have. What's the best phone number to reach you at, first of all, in case we get disconnected?
610.
Uh-huh.
653.
Uh-huh.
7772.
7772. And your husband's name is Gurpreet. And what is your name?
Yes. My name is Sunita, S-U-N-I-T-A.
Sunita, okay. And what is the address of the business?
731 Main Street,
mm-hmm.
Darby, Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
19023.
Darby, Pennsylvania. Okay, and do you guys have a website?
No.
Okay, how about an email address?
Yeah, I can give you the email. It's a G as in George,
mm-hmm.
S as in Sam, I like an ice cream, N as in Nancy,
mm-hmm.
G as in George, H as in Henry, G as in George, 13@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. Okay, so G, S as in Sam, I, N as in Nancy, G as in George, H as in Henry, G as in George, 13@gmail.com. Is that right? Okay, cool. And your name is Sunita, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. If you want to give you some information, maybe I can point you in the right direction. What are you guys looking to do?
Actually, we're trying to get around 250,000.
Okay.
I don't know what you call a working capital. What?
Yeah, working capital. Have you guys taken out a working capital loan before?
I believe he did have one.
Okay. Do you remember what company that was with?
No, I have to look that for you.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, no problem. So what were you guys going to be using this for?
Actually, more for getting more inventory.
Inventory.
Because we extended the store, so we need to get more inventory.
Okay. What do you guys do exactly? What industry are you guys in?
It's a convenience store and a gas station.
Convenience store and gas station. Cool. I like that because you're diversified. So if gas prices are too high, people are still going to shop at the convenience store, you know?
Uh-huh, yeah.
How many stores do you guys have? Just one?
One.
Okay, cool. So you're just looking for some inventory just for, is it for gas or is it just, you know, general convenience store stuff, snacks and things?
Both combined,
okay. Mm-hmm. And, okay, so inventory... So you said you're going to be using it for gas and for your general convenience store stuff?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. Do you guys normally buy do you guys normally buy inventory in bulk? Is it because you get like a discount or something? Or what's the incentive to spend $250,000 in inventory?
Actually, we extended the store.
Oh,
so
okay.
We have room now, so we're adding more inventory, yes.
So you just need to stock it some more.
Yeah.
Are you going to be purchasing like several orders or do you order it all at once?
No, it will be pretty much maybe one or two orders the most.
One or two orders. And do you guys get discounts for ordering material inventory in bulk? Nice.
Yes.
How much discount do you get? Is it like 10, 20% or something? Or?
Actually, it goes up to like 12%.
Nice.
It has like a couple thresholds. So if you exceed certain limit, they give you up to 12%.
Okay. Do you have any information about your profit margins? Like, do you know what kind of return on investment you guys would get if you guys were to invest 250 grand in inventory? Do you have an idea of how much money that's going
to
make you?
Overall, we make around like 25 to 31% profit.
Okay. 25-31%. And then that would probably be on top of your 12% inventory discount too, right?
Yes.
Roughly. Okay. So what did you guys do in sales last year? Just a rough estimate.
I can tell you, like, just with the store sales, we do approximately 145 a month, 145,000.
Okay, cool.
And then with the gas, almost 200,000.
Almost 200, okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys are doing close to, like, 4 million a year, somewhere around there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so roughly $4 million a year. Okay, so you said you think you've used working capital before. Is that about the amount that you guys took out last time, around 250K?
No, I think he had around 90,000.
He took out around 90,000, okay.
90 or 50, I'm not sure, but I can double check it for you.
Yeah, no problem. Do you guys owe anything right now in the working capital? Or no?
I think he's still making payments.
He's still making payments. Okay. Are they almost done, or do you know how far along they are with
that? Yeah, I think it's just like 1 month left.
Oh, okay. And you said you're not sure what company that was, right?
Yeah, I don't know the name of the company.
Okay.
Because I think he was working with somebody else, but then they said they were lenders. Actually, they were not, so...
Ooh.
The actual company who funded was a different company.
Okay, gotcha. That's kind of common in the industry, like, because we're a syndicate, for example, so sometimes we'll lend you our own money, sometimes we can get you a better deal with one of our banks in the network, but we're a syndicate, so we're kind of involved with the whole process. Like, we would be the ones actually underwriting your loan and things like that. So we're an actual bank, so we're not like a company that just does lending, for example. So,
okay.
Yeah. And then how soon did you need the funds? Was it something that you needed pretty quickly, or...
Yes.
Like as soon as possible, sort of?
As soon as possible thing, yes.
Okay, cool. I can work pretty quickly in this. I have some other deals going on, but they're not like super, super pending. Like, you know, I don't have any major deadlines, so I can move this one to the top of the list if it's something that you guys are looking to do pretty quickly here. Do you guys have a line of credit with your bank that you normally use for inventory and stuff like that, or not at all? Okay, gotcha. Have you gone to your local bank for any business financing?
Actually, I did went to my bank to get that, and they have a lot of requirements for that. And they said it like once I submit all the documentation, it may take 2 to 3 weeks for their underwriting and stuff like that, which was, I think, it's too much time consuming.
They do, yeah. And just so you know, that's an optimistic scenario. A lot of times it's they might say it'll be a few weeks, but a lot of times it's 1 to 2 months. So just to give you a heads up. But
so that's why.
It's like Wells Fargo or something, right? U.S. Bank, something like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They do kind of take a while. How would you rate? Do you know any information about Gurpreet's credit? Do you know if it's kind of good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
His credit is good.
It's good. Okay. Any idea about the number or no?
I would say he should be like between 680 to 750.
Okay. Great. Okay. Okay. Do you guys have a plan B? Like, say, for example, if we can't get you approved for enough money or you don't like the rates or something like that, do you have a plan B? Like, do you have, are you going to be using your bank as, like, a backup option, or are you guys just going to kind of pass up on all the inventory?
If we can get the purpose served by you, I mean, why taking so many loans?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 2008.
Okay. So right after the financial crisis, pretty much, huh?
Uh-huh.
Cool. What were you guys doing before 2008? Did you guys own another business, or?
We have been doing gas stations and stores.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, people are always going to need gasoline, so people think it's going away because of the solar and all the renewable energy resources, but that's, from my understanding, even, you know, typical energy is still growing.
Yeah.
It's still growing regardless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a pretty quick process. I can just kind of let you know how it goes. It's a one-page credit application. We need 6 months of your previous business bank statements, just to verify that you have adequate cash flow to make sure that you can pay the loan, of course. And then we need your previous year's tax return. Have you filed 2015 taxes already?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And I imagine most of your customers pay with credit cards, right?
It's credit card and cash, both.
Credit card and cash? Okay. In addition to the bank statements, we also look at 4 months of your merchant processing statements. Because I'm sorry?
The credit card statements?
Exactly. Not your credit cards that you use, but your merchant processing.
No, I know the company who deals with my credit cards at the store, right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, it'll open some more doors for us, possibly get you approved for better programs. So you guys were looking for around 250K. You kind of know a little bit about working capital, so you understand that it's mostly short term, right? Usually it's our customers do anywhere from 6 months to 18 months, kind of on average. Some programs go up to 24 months. But do you have like a specific term that you're looking for, like just a few months? You're looking for a year or more?
Actually, I mean, the longer, the better.
Okay, so the max amount possible, pretty much, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Okay, I think I pretty much covered everything. So I'm going to send you an application, the application package right now through email. Like I said, it's a one-page credit application, 6 months bank statements, 4 months merchant process statements, and previous year's tax return. And that's it. And then if you do have an existing working capital loan, and I'll put this in the email too, can you include the front page of that contract that you guys have?
Okay.
Because what we'll probably end up trying to do is pay off your existing loan, and then get you money on top of that. So that way you don't have to worry about your existing one anymore. Otherwise, we'll have to do what's called a second position loan, which sometimes is more risky and it's more expensive for you. So if we pay off your existing loan, you'll get some extra capital on top of that. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because it sounds like you don't know that much, right? You said it's just 1 more month.
Yeah, I think it's just the balance should be for just 1 month.
Okay. Okay, great. And okay, so that email you gave me, that's a good one to send the application package to?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the phone number, 610-653-7772. Is that the best number to reach you at if I follow up with
that's
you guys like tomorrow?
Yeah, okay. That's the best number to call.
Okay, great. So I'm going to send you the application.
Direct number if in case I need to call you.
Yes, it's you ready? Okay, it's 858-779-0931. Mm-hmm. And that's my direct number. It'll go directly to my my office.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm if you wanted to get that to me today, it's kind of getting a little late in the day because I'm on the West Coast, but I'll submit it to you, I'll submit it for you guys first thing tomorrow morning if you send me the application stuff today or tomorrow.
Okay. And then
typically, we can have an answer within 24 hours. So if I submit it tomorrow morning, I'll probably have an answer for you the next day. If it's like crazy busy, it might be an extra day, but we've been pretty good about 24-hour things. So.
Okay.
And then we'll present you with terms. After that, if it's something that you like, we can have it deposited in your account by the next day. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
No problem. Any other questions? Anything else you can think of that you wanted to go over?
No, I don't think so at this time. But if there's something, I'll give you a call.
Okay, thank you, Sunita. You can call me if you have any questions about the application, okay?
Sure.
And I'll follow up with you tomorrow. All right, you guys have a great day. My pleasure. Bye-bye.